Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Bridget Covert, who is the Director of Exhibitions at South Shore Arts in Munster at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. And Bridget and I are co-workers, of course. So it's nice to talk to you, Bridget. We don't see each other very much these days.
No, but it is nice to be on the phone or talk to you.
Yes, thank you. And with you as well. So we have our big annual juried exhibit, The Salon Show, coming up shortly. It's a little bit later this year because we had the Barbara Meeker retrospective. And let's talk about The Salon Show. It's obviously going to be a little bit different this year because it's going to be both live and online, right?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Happy to be able to do it. And I know a lot of the artists around the region were happy to do it as well. We're going to have it in the gallery at South Shore Arts, the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster. So people can come in and see the show there. And then it's going to be fully online as well. So people can go to our website and check out all the pieces that were accepted into the show, which is really exciting and nice for artists to be able to share and have that as well.
And so this year, our juror, so this is a juried show, meaning that we hire somebody to be the person who determines what pieces are going to be entered into the show. A lot of artists submit. How many submissions did you get this year?
This year, we had a little over 280 and different pieces submitted. And then the juror, Lauren Pacheco, chose 62 pieces.
So is 288? I can't remember from when you'd think I've only done this 27 times, but I can't remember. So is that a lot or is that an average?
Yeah, it's pretty average, actually. So we've had less, we've had more, but that's a good number of submissions. And I was really excited to see that, you know, people got word that it was a little bit later this year and were able to submit their work still. And we have a lot of artists. It's really wide range, and the juror picked a lot of different media, so she did a great job choosing different kinds of works, and there's very regional local artists, and there's Chicago artists, and there's a couple out-of-state that are members with South Shore Arts that we were able to submit as well. So,
and let's talk about our juror for a minute. Lauren, tell us about her.
Yes, she worked at Indiana University Northwest as an educator, and she's also a curator for their gallery there, and she's an artist herself. She's done a lot in Gary, Indiana, and kind of just in the region scene a lot, and her work is really interesting as well. So she's got a lot of different things going on, it seems like, all the time with teaching, being an artist, curating, doing some public works for Gary, and just everything you can think of.
Well, the thing about Lauren that I've noticed is, or observed, I should say, is that she uses art in a very proactive way for the betterment of our communities and redevelopment in cities. And it's very contemporary.
Yes, and she's doing a lot for the city of Gary and for IUN's gallery and got a lot of interesting things that she's got up her sleeve and working on.
So we should talk about the $10,000 in awards that we're going to give. We're raising that money right now. If anybody wants to contribute, they're welcome to do so. But this is the traditional pot of money that we've been awarding is $10,000 over the years. And but we can't do it live this year. So what are we going to do, Bridget?
So we are going to have the awards broadcasted on our Facebook, our South Shore Arts Facebook, and our website, SouthShoreArtsOnline.org, on December 11 at 4 p.m. We're going to air a little video that will have all of the awards being announced and a walkthrough with the award-winning pieces, which will be really exciting. I think that'll be great. And then all of the awards will stay online and on our website, so if you miss it, it'll still be there. And in the gallery, all the award-winning pieces will have their ribbons on them, and we will also have a catalog that will be in the gallery along with the catalog that's posted online as well.
Okay, so the exhibit opens November 21st and runs through January?
January 24th.
Okay, great. All right, Bridget, thanks for talking with me so we can share the news about the Salon Show.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back with another edition of Eye on the Arts next week.